We're live at 3, 2, 1. What's up, guys? Welcome to the rebrand, the new beginning, the way we're going to continue this
podcast. Je ne sais quoi.
The je ne sais quoi to the podcast. This is the first episode, but obviously this is like the 30th episode of the Bachelor Exchange, but the first episode of Bro Talk, which is going to be the same concept with different name. We decided to change the name because, I don't know, the podcast, you know, I feel like in order for it to like be marketed well, it has to be named exactly what it is. So I was like, all right, let's start calling it Bro Talk. And for some reason, it's the only podcast named Bro Talk. Like, it was available in Spotify, but I don't know why other people didn't take it.
I don't know, man. They're lost. I guess we swooped in and picked it up. Yep. But you can pretty much expect the same kind of topics. There's not really going to be any change to the content that we do.
Still quality content.
And
you know,
the same stuff you've grown to love, appreciate, and laugh at. So none of that's changing. We decided to do a little quick name change, which actually, I think we're coming up on our year of doing this.
Yes.
I think we started this in early September is when we recorded our first one. We might not have put it out
until October. I think it was late August, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're coming up on our first year, and, you know, we, as we reflected on all of our achievements and all of our episodes over the year, I think we decided that this name would be a better fit for what we did. You know, when we started a year ago, we didn't quite know the full direction that it was going to go in. But now with the year under our belts, we can see the future for it. And we decided now's the time to make the name change to the Bro Talk.
Yes.
So you guys are no longer bachelors and bachelorettes. I don't even know.
You guys are fellow bros and brethren and how do you say women bros?
Ladies.
Lady,
lads, lassies. I don't. We'll have to think about that.
Broettes.
I don't know. We'll have to figure
out that. No, let's
just
keep it cis.
Yeah, the sisses. Not sissies.
I will hear with our bros and sis.
Sisters. I don't know. We'll work on it.
It's kind of awkward, honestly.
I know. But one step at a time.
Anyway, bros.
So, you know, how you
been? I feel like women can be called bros if you're obviously keeping it platonic.
I don't know if they like that though.
Okay, true. All right.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. You have more experience with women than I do.
I don't know about that.
That humble ass laugh. Shut the fuck up. Like he knew I was joking. just joking.
Well,
this man's a womanizer.
We'll do a focus group. We'll do a focus group and figure out what the women like to be called.
Yeah, honestly, hit us up via Instagram and let us know
what you like to be called. We'll call you whatever you want.
Yeah, we'll call you whatever you want. You know,
women, bros, dudettes, whatever you want.
Yeah.
But anyways, man, how have you been lately? I feel like it's been a while since I saw you.
I haven't talked to Luis in what I assume 2 to 3 weeks.
It's been like a couple days, but you know, we'll go.
No, I haven't seen you.
You haven't seen me, yeah.
It's been a couple days, but I haven't seen you in like a week, two weeks.
A week and a half, something like that.
Yeah, man. It felt like forever, Slick. I was like, man, how am I going to go on with Bro Talk if I can't even find the bro?
You can't find the bro. Man, I feel bad, but I'm back now. My car was having some issues. Mm-hmm. Its spark plugs were going out, so anytime I wanted to accelerate, like to get on the highway, it would go boom, 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 boom.
You've had that car for a while now.
I have since December of 2010, so pretty much 2011 is when I had it. So
yeah, so now
it's coming
lifespan.
Up on 8 years. Yeah, it's
and
coming
its lifespan
close to the
is starting to hit like those where you start getting a problem with it.
Yeah, so I probably see a couple more years left in this car, and then I'm gonna have to upgrade to a Tesla. I've already got it all picked out, all the options.
He didn't
I want.
Just say that off the top. He's like been telling me about the Tesla repeatedly. Like he's been bringing it up. Like this guy's serious about that Tesla.
Oh, it's in the making. You know, once this car goes kaput, getting a Tesla. So
yeah, dude, I'm getting a beater after this truck.
A beater.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I want to, you know, fuck around and drive it into the dirt.
You know, you could probably buy another car and a beater, and
yeah, I'm just
it's
joking.
Not gonna be that expensive.
No, I'm probably gonna stick to the same. So for those of you listening, I have a Toyota Tacoma 2018, and I switched out from a Kia Optima, and what I noticed is that I really like trucks, especially small trucks like mine. I feel like I enjoy it a lot more because I can ride through the city, find nice parking, and at the same time have the utility of having a bed in the back. So, you know, I think, plus they maintain their value for a very long time is what I noticed. And they're just really nice trucks. So I'm probably going to stay in the truck game for a while.
Really? Well, Tesla's coming out with a truck in the next couple years.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. It looks like a freaking Halo truck.
Well, that's just some concepts that people put out. That's not official by Tesla.
But I would drive it.
You should probably see unveiling of that probably sometime next year.
And it's an electronic truck, right?
Mm-hmm. All electric, man.
Is it 4x4, though?
It'll probably be 4x4.
Interesting. That's a lot of power.
It is a lot of power. It is. I mean, hell, the Model 3 Teslas, like the probably the highest up trim, are faster than a lot of supercars.
Interesting.
And the $100,000 Tesla, the Model S, is like faster than pretty much every car except maybe the Bugatti.
Yeah, the Bugatti is just that's another
but it's
level.
Not by a lot.
Bugatti
it's maybe
is like
by
made
like,
for speed.
But it's maybe by like 0.2 seconds.
Okay.
Which is like an eternity in racing days, but that's beside the point. For 100,000 compared to a couple million.
Yeah, that's true. That's I mean, bad. I feel like at that point, for the people that are buying stuff, the couple million is for the flex.
But the Roadster will be faster than the Bugatti.
What's the Roadster?
That's their like supercar that they're coming out with. It's going to be like 200,000.
Okay.
That'll be out in the next couple of years. Very niche, but that one will be faster than the Bugatti.
That's cool.
So, you know, watch out, people. Tesla's on its way. And yes, I do own Tesla stock, so buy Teslas. So buy Teslas. That's just a disclaimer for that.
Not sponsored, but...
But indirectly.
Indirectly.
So, you know, put out some good articles, good reviews, whatever. Just help Tesla. Help
that
me.
Being said, buy some GoPro. <I'm just joking. laughs>
Yeah, don't buy GoPro.
Don't buy GoPro.
But I did recently start watching Bachelors in Paradise, which I've got to say... Whole different level from The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
So, all right, tell me about it. So, we're talking about the show, right?
Yeah, the show.
Okay.
So, you know, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is just one guy or one girl, and they have all these guys or girls to pick from, and they go on, like, these dates, and they eliminate people over the time. Well, The Bachelor in Paradise is they bring back contestants from the older shows and put them together on this island, and, like, they, like, try and find love. But, like, the competition part is... Each week, there's an uneven number of guys and girls. So for the one app I'm watching right now, the first week, there was an uneven amount of guys. So the guys had less than the girls. So the guys give the roses to the girls, and whatever girl doesn't get the rose, I think there's three that won't, they get eliminated from the show.
Wow. So it's like a really intense Tinder.
Pretty much, because the girls are fighting for that rose. Like, yeah. they'll do whatever they can. They'll fake it or whatever.
So it's like a battlefield? Is that what it is?
Pretty much. That's crazy. And then, so what happens is... Once the guys give the roses to the girls, then the girls get to give the roses to the guys. But how they make it interesting is they'll bring on more guys from the other season. So there's an uneven amount of guys now. Oh. And so you might think that you and your girl, like, you know, we're good. Like, I'll give you my rose. You give me your rose. But then a new guy might come on, take your girl out on a date. Because normally they give, like, date cards to the new people.
No
so they
way.
Can, like, go take these girls on dates and maybe just steal that girl from you. So you might feel like you're sitting pretty.
Oh, that's cool. The first episode already came out?
The first two, they do two a week, so it's on Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, it's on Hulu the next day.
Okay.
So you can see the first three episodes.
Okay, that's what
today's the fourth
to
one.
Tonight.
Dude, it gets pretty, I'm on episode three now, and it's already been a lot of drama going on.
Really?
It's like intense. Like, you'll see the girls, they'll be like interviewing the girl right before the guy goes, like, takes another girl on the date. She's like, yeah, you know, me and what's his face, you know, I feel like we're doing good. You know, he didn't really give me the date. When he got the date card, he's taking this other girl. But I think that's because he's just so confident with, like, where we're at that, you know, he just wants to kind of see and, like, kind of verify that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, like, it's day two. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And then they're just trying to, like, talk themselves up. Be like, you know, yeah, we're so comfortable with where we're at. You know, it's like, whatever, he can go. And then they come back and then they're probably going to be stunned when they don't get that rose.
Damn.
So it is on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
I'd be shook.
So it's definitely something worth watching.
Yeah.
And there's already been, like I said, plenty
that
of drama.
That sounds like a lot of, like, betrayal.
Yeah, there is. There probably will be. So you'll be like, give your girl the rose, the girl give you the rose, and then next week, another girl might come on, you're like,
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to switch out.
My girl, Tatiana, over there. Sheesh, I might want to give her the rose this week. And then your girl's, like, devastated because...
Like, what the fuck? We had something, like, what the fuck? What do you
and
mean?
Then she goes home.
Yeah.
So it is very entertaining. Bam, highly recommend it to everybody out there. This whole stigma about the bachelor's only for girls. Like, ugh, I find it hard to believe that. Very hard to believe that.
Wow. Yeah. So for the bros listening,
for the bros,
definitely check out The Bachelor Paradise, because we're going to try and talk about it more now that I'm considerate watching it. So if you want to keep up with the future episodes of the Bro Talk and what we're talking about, you know, give us a nice little insight of the show.
There's a lot of juicy stuff that go on. A
lot of juicy. It's not just for girls, guys.
Mm-mm. Not just for girls.
Like, I can literally go have a brew and fucking watch this shit and get have my laughing stock and have my gasps and sighs.
Dude, I wish instead of sports bars, they had, like, bachelor bars.
They do in San Francisco. Yeah, I forgot who told me. It was, like, one of my favorite YouTubers, Jarvis, who's, like, a huge tech guy. Well, not really. It's more comedy. But, yeah, he lives in San Fran. And he like, put on his story that there's a whole bar full of women watching The Bachelorette having wine. I'm like, dude, that sounds like an actual move. If they have one for The Bachelor Paradise, that would be, like, a cool-ass spot.
That would be, yeah. Because it's very entertaining. It's very fun to watch it with other people because you, like, pause it and be like, oh, my God, can you? And you, yeah, like, look stuff up online to be like, oh, my God, is that true, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, dude.
Dude, I'm waiting for that one bar fight from watching that shit.
I think there's going to be one that happens this week because it kind of showed it in the previews for the next one.
Yeah.
So I'll see. But, yeah, it looks like there's going to be some testosterone levels up high, mm-hmm, some fists getting thrown. Mm. So.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
Interesting. So
I've been doing that for a little bit.
Let's get into the topic of the day.
The second one after the rebranding?
Yeah, after the rebranding.
Okay. What are we talking about today, Israel?
We're talking about apartment complexes and how to find them and how to go about it, actually.
Yeah, I can tell you that's something a lot of bros go through. A lot of people in general have to go through that.
Yeah, this is like just some random life skill that you just have to learn and have to, like, you know. It's a survival skill, to be honest.
Because, I mean, if you get it wrong, you could be looking at up to a year of
being
sad times.
By a contract, a lease.
A lease that literally has you by the balls.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
And it's just making you stay there. But if you get it right,
you have a cool ass spot.
You got a cool spot. People want to come to where you're at. You're sitting pretty. And you know what? You might even tell that apartment complex. You might be like, you know what? Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's get that renewal sign.
So, Israel right now is doing that apartment hunting right now.
Correct. It is currently August 13th in the recording of this, and I have to move out by October 5th. So, I have little to no time to find a place and sign a lease. So, what am I going to do? I am going to make a list of the different apartment complex that I'm going to try to move at or check out first and then consider to move into it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I'm in the process of right now.
So what are some things that you look for when you're apartment hunting? What are some of the things that are like make it or break it?
So here's what it is. We all obviously have our own aesthetic. There could be, you know, a couple country boys in this listening to this podcast that's like, man, you know what? I like me some golden hardwood floors with some... with some taxidermy on the wall. I'm like, all right, shit, dude. You know, good for you, but for me, I'm more about the modern look. So I like white walls and I like dark hardwood floors.
Okay. And those are must-have now. Because right now you have
carpet.
Stained carpet.
Yes, from coffee. And I'm also looking into the more lofty apartment because I like the whole artsy loft look. Because me being a creative, I feel like a spacious, lofty apartment will give me more, you know, kind of like a creative space to create something that I would like and feel comfortable working in. Mm-hmm. You know, because for me now, turning 26 in a month, I'm looking for more career focused, to be more work focused. So I'm just like, you know what? That's how I want my apartment to be like.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of to reflect the era in life that I am in.
Your house to be a reflection of what you're going through.
Yeah, so you see all these houses, nice place, you know, all these houses, you know, they have like the nice furniture, that renaissance vibe to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm just like, I feel like that would be cool if you had a family. But for me, a single man working on shit that I want to get done, I kind of want this cool type. Just because, like, also, if you think about it, this is probably the only time of our lives when we actually do that. You know, you're going to have Luis Jr. running around, you know, breaking your shit. And, you know, you kind of want to have, like, a kid-friendly place. But it's for true. Me, no, I want to have whatever I want on the walls. I want whatever I want on the floor, everything. So, yeah, that's kind of like the vibe I'm going for.
So you pretty much are looking for the walls and the floors. Those are your top two things.
Yeah. I mean, I can do without an island.
Really?
Yeah, I have an island right now. I can do without it.
What would you have instead of an island?
I just have a regular kitchen. Like, you know, throughout the perimeter of the apartment complex.
Oh, but you don't even have, like, a table.
Yeah, I've got a table. I should have enough room for that.
Okay.
You know?
Now, what about, I mean, you know, a lot of people listening to this, one big thing that they look for in apartments are the amenities. Mm. The stuff that come with it.
So, the amenities. I feel like I can do without a pool.
Really?
Yes, because all of our friends have a pool.
But what if you had the lit pool?
No, I don't.
Then
really
you're
care
the hub.
No, I don't really feel like doing that.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it would be cool to have lit pool. I feel like I already went that with that phase. I already had a lit pool.
You did at Athens Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't miss it. You don't miss the lazy river.
Oh nah. I just feel like, because I don't think I'm gonna throw parties like that anymore at my place. I feel like if I'm gonna go out all out with parties, I'm gonna get a venue. Some adult type shit.
Okay, so you could do without a pool. All right, so then what are you looking for? A gym? You looking for the free drinks?
Yeah, I'm
drinks?
Looking for like things that will complement my life. As in, like I told you about the work thing. So if there's like a cool like lounge area, like what is it called? The clubhouse? Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. I wouldn't mind doing some work over there. You know, it'd be awesome if they had like a coffee section. I can just go down the lobby, get my coffee.
There's a lot of places that have that now.
Yeah. That's what I noticed after looking around a good bit. I like that. And I definitely love a good gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are some new places popping up that offer free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
My brother's place has one where you get a free 32 ounces of beer every single day. You
yeah.
just
Speaking
scan
of
your
beer,
little
do you
fob.
Want one?
Sure. I'll take one.
I have Corona, I have White Claw.
Oh, what flavor of White Claws?
Variety pack.
I'll do a black cherry.
Okay. I'll do a black cherry as well. Excuse me, podcast. Continue talking.
Okay. Where were we at? You just distracted me with the claws. They always come and get me.
My brother's apartment complex?
Oh, yeah. My brother's apartment complex. So he's got a tap, like a keg, and you scan your key fob, and it lets you pour up to 32 ounces of beer every day. And it's not cheap beer. I think when I went, he had the Tropicalia from Creature Comforts. And I was like, dang. Bro, that's not even black cherry.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
About to hand me a grapefruit. That was some fighting words.
fighting words.
But my brother said he went down there one day, and he ran into these two guys, and they told him pretty much, he was like, yeah, we get this beer every day. And we ran the numbers behind it, and since we come down here every day, the apartment complex is actually paying us money from all the beer that we're drinking.
Yeah.
Because 32 ounces, that's like what? Close to 3 beers a day for 30 days. That's 90 beers of like craft beer.
Yeah.
So I was like, dang.
I feel like that'll substitute the pool being closed, because he told me the pool was closed.
Oh, yeah. He did. He did have his pool closed for the season. The foundation cracked. And, well, they didn't give him a couple $100 rent credit, which I was like, oh,
that's okay, that's bad. Nice. Yeah.
So they helped him out a little bit there. But definitely, when you're looking for apartment complexes, are you looking for how long ago it's been built?
Me,
is that a factor?
No, I am going to check the reviews and stuff just in case there's any pests or, like, you know, the obvious things like pest, mold and shit like that. Because I know you have to check on stuff like that for older apartment complexes.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as those things, I don't really care. As long as it gives like the vibe, as long as it has the vibe that I like.
So you don't want Master Splinter running through your place?
Yeah, I don't want Master Splinter running through my place. No, I do not.
Dang. Okay. Okay, looking for the reviews with the pests.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, guys, I would highly suggest you do that too, because, man, nothing's worse than going into an apartment complex and you see a couple roaches fucking each other. Like, it's not the mood.
Has that happened with you?
Yeah, dude. I walked into an apartment complex one time, and you just see these things around the corner, and I'm just like, what the hell, man? Why? First of all, I questioned their existence. I'm like, why are cockroaches alive? Why do they exist? Mm. You know, they really have no benefit to them. They don't eat any other things that are disgusting in your place. You know?
They just survive.
They're literally, like, brought into the world just to be a nuisance.
Damn. Well, and they give...
I'm pretty harsh on these cockroaches.
I mean,
now.
They give exterminators a job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So they do help out just a smidge.
Yeah, they help out the economy.
Okay. So you are going through this apartment hunt right now, and what's been the most difficult thing, or what have you had trouble with your search? Since I know you haven't found a place yet. So obviously, you know, you have your lists of make it or break it items. So what are you finding as being the biggest hindrance to your search?
The biggest hindrance to my search is the prices.
Probably the most number one, or the number one thing that people care about is the price.
The number one people in the world hates the price, guys. So here's what it is. You go on apartment.com, you go on any other apartment search website, and it'll show you the things that are available and the things that are not available. Obviously, the same apartment complex for the cheaper price is unavailable. Like, people are out here to get these things quick, you know? So, yeah, man, I think I'm gonna just make a list and go to these apartment complexes and see if I can sweep talk my way into it.
So what are you gonna try to do? So obviously, if, say, for example, something's a little out of your budget, but it has everything you want, versus something that's in your budget, has most of the things you want, what are you doing? Are you finding that extra money, or are you saying, I need to stick to my budget, I need to go with this other place?
So I'm going to stick to my budget, because everywhere they're going to try to upsell you, man. So just stick to your budget, you know, talk to the managers, have some type of negotiation vibe going on, because they can negotiate your prices. I don't think you guys know that. They can agree.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to treat it like a Mexico bazaar?
Yeah. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to walk in there and be like, so how much for this bedroom? They're going to be like, $1,300. Make it $1,250. Like, you got to be like that quick.
Be like, and for that reason, I'm out. I will see you later. wait, come back. You're like, did I hear $1,200? Is that what you just said? Because now you got my interest.
Yeah, you just got to walk around. Because like, if they can find deals for like other people, because I know there's a lot of people who actually negotiate their rent to so many places. It's a lot easier with a house because you can just talk to the owner of the house, yeah, and he'll be like, oh, all right, yeah, okay, yeah.
Is that how all owners of homes talk? Like,
yeah,
all right,
all right, yeah, yeah.
They're just excited to make less money on their house. Like, all right, yeah, you know,
just like house owners, man. Like, you know what they're doing? They're basically getting the mortgage paid, and sometimes they'll charge higher just so they can pocket the extra profit.
Are you talking about renting a house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So for our French listeners, je ne sais pas. I don't really know.
You don't really know what?
You know, about these houses.
Oh, about renting homes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's on your short list? How many apartment complexes do
you
have?
So, I'm only touching five, because I realize five is something I can hit within 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I really grind it out, that's kind of like the goal. So, I'm going to go to all these places. I'm going to walk out, you know, smell the fresh air really quick, take a deep breath, exhale. Mark down an X or a check on it just to like fully, you know, think about what I just experienced and is it worth it?
And one thing I wanted to pitch to you, Israel, is I offer a service where I go in as your liaison for being an apartment negotiator. So when you get in there and they start asking you about what you want, you just whisper to me and I'll be like, look, any form of communication has to go through me, his apartment.
Does that
liaison.
Mean you're co-signing for me?
No, I'm not co-signing.
What the hell?
I will be
bullshit.
The one.
I don't like
I'll
this
be
service.
The one doing the negotiations.
I'm like, sure, I'm down to co-sign, Louise.
I'll be the one doing the negotiations and making sure that you get the best deal for a price. That'll be fair. I don't know if you guys remember, but last week we were telling Sally on how to save some money. Sally, I offer my services as well to you for a discounted rate since you let us use you as an example.
Yeah.
So let me know. But so you have 5 on your short list. Now, one thing that I have been told is in cities like Atlanta, the rates that they give you for apartments are more expensive in the summer than they are if you go looking at the same apartments in the wintertime.
Really?
The reason being is there typically tends to be more people moving in the summertime than the wintertime. So that's generally when...
So you think I should sublease somewhere in the meantime?
It could be beneficial if you like sublease until like January and start looking around then. But the thing is, I don't know how much lower it'll go.
Word.
But I have heard that it is lower rates because they have these vacancies and they're like, well, there's not really going to be anybody really coming through until the summertime. And so this apartment's going to be making us $0. Whereas you come in and say, hey, I'm looking for an apartment in the December time. It's like, oh, wow, we got all these ones available right now. Like, we'll give you this rate. So that way they're making that money for those, you know, 6 months where it would normally sit empty until people come in the summertime.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, we're either making zero on this or we'll offer this guy, you know, maybe $100 less on rent and we'll get that, you know, we'll lose $1,200 on the year, but we got those 6 months and then we come out ahead.
Yeah.
But like I said, I don't know the exact discount that you'll get on it. And so you're saying your biggest obstacle is pricing. And is that because do you feel like this rent is just too damn high? Or are you feeling like maybe you're just being a little too cheap, a little cheap?
I think rent is too damn high right now.
Okay.
Because for me, living somewhere is somewhere I can actually splurge because that is like my living space. That is my workspace too for my work. And for having those long days at the office, I kind of want to come back into a place I'm proud of. And as you look around, I know I'm not very proud of.
This isn't a place to be proud of. I'm sorry.
Shit, which is why I'm moving. I'm not a big fan of it. But yeah, that's kind of like the move. I need to find a place that I'm proud of and, you know, live the vida loca over here.
Crazy life. Which I got to say, it has been a little weird. So for those of you listening, me and Israel actually switched sides of the table that we normally sit at for this podcast. And it's been throwing me off a little bit. So,
yeah, I feel like a nice little change will spark some more creativity within our conversations. And obviously, it's not working.
It actually gave me a lot of anxiety. I'm actually shaking a little bit right now, trying to figure out what to do with my life.
Come on, man. You got some nice lighting hitting your face. You're looking bright today.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just too much light in my face. I'm just not used to this. This is a lot. I just need a little sip of the claw to help calm me down.
You know what they say? There's no laws when you're drinking claws.
That's true. And if you're not clawing, you're not balling.
You know, I actually told my friend that joke. I was like, there's no laws when you're sipping claws. And he's a lawyer. So I was like, hey, man, do you actually believe that? And he's like, believe what? That there's no laws when you're sipping claws. And he was like, he thought about it for a second. He was like, you know, I don't think like that. I'm like, okay, sorry.
He doesn't believe that?
He doesn't believe in that.
I think we should all lobby our local congressman to put that into law.
Yeah.
That says when you're drinking claws, there's no laws. Mm-mm. You can do whatever you want.
Also, have you noticed the past 2 to 3 years how seltzer water alcoholic drinks are on the rise?
Oh, I remember. I recognize that fully because I remember when I hopped on this train years ago, everybody was dogging me. I'd show up with some claws to the pool and they'd be like, dude, what the hell are you drinking? And I'm like, dude, I'm just having a White Claw. Like, don't sleep on it. Like, these about to blow up. And they were like, dude, whatever, dude, that's so gay. And I was like, whoa, check your privilege, man.
Yeah.
Just try it. And they tried it, like, damn, that's pretty good. I was like, you see? Now, I did kind of insinuate they were going to blow up a little too soon. I was probably like preaching that for the past 2 years and it just finally started. But, you know, I don't want to say that I helped White Claw get big, but I helped White Claw get big.
Yeah, I mean.
So, White Claw, if you listening, like, give me a job.
Yeah, give me a job. Yeah, honestly,
I'll be your best ambassador ever.
I remember taking it to the pools, and like people were like, "Yo, what are you sipping?" And I'm like, "I'm sipping a claw." You know, I'm very proud of it. I was like, "I enjoy this drink. I genuinely enjoy this drink." While they were sipping their heavy Pilsner beers.
Yeah,
their,
these lagers.
I was like,
IPAs.
At the pool? Really? Have some respect. I know. You want some hydration on you.
I was like, dude, don't sleep on these. And people slept on them for a lot longer than I wanted them to.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, people sleep on these too hard. And finally they woke up, man. I don't know if it was J. Cole's new album or what, but they woke up.
Yeah.
And I was just like... So, I mean, like, I'm happy now, but I kind of feel like I'm stuck in, like, that hipster Catch-22 thing where... Since so many people are now on the claws, like, it doesn't feel as special because everybody loves claws now. So it's like when I would show up with some claws, people were like, damn, what's that? But now it's just like, oh, dude, you're on that train now? And I was just like, dude, I've been on this train since, like, the first stop. Like,
but- yeah, so I vividly remember when claws came out. And it didn't help that only the women were drinking it.
It didn't, but, you know, that's what I was there for, to kind of introduce it into the bro atmosphere.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, like, it's a healthy alcoholic drink.
It's pretty much like a vegan Four Loko.
Yeah, what the fuck? I never heard of that. But, yeah, like, yeah, you can get fat fucking drinking all this Corona and shit, but, boy, you got White Claws over here. You don't have to worry about nothing. You're still going to get lit.
That's 5%. That's more than like a Corona. Coronas, I think, are sitting pretty at like 4.5, 4.25.
I know for sure it's more than a Tecate.
Tecate? Mm-hmm. Tecates are like the cheap Mexican beer.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the Natty Light of Mexico.
That's like the Budweiser. That's a good one.
Budweiser? No, no, no. It's like the Bud Light of Mexico. Yeah, Budweiser is actually...
Actually, the Bud Light of Mexico is Bud Light. They drink a lot of Bud Light over there.
Yeah, but it's the Bud Light that Mexico actually makes.
Mm-hmm. Modelo's pretty nasty, too. And nasty as in good.
Yeah, Modelo's kind of... Modelo, I think, would kind of be more like the Budweiser.
Modelo!
But, you know, I don't know how we got on White Claws, but I love it.
We got on the whole White Claw game.
You know, I'm always about a White Claw.
Oh, yeah, back to the apartment topic. What were we on?
We were talking about how you need to make sure your refrigerator's big enough to hold all the White Claws you're going to buy.
Yeah, got to make sure my refrigerator... is indeed running.
It's got to be running. Mm-hmm. So I think one thing you haven't touched on is location. So I'm
trying to stay in the east of Atlanta, between East Atlanta and Midtown.
Okay.
So within that range, that's what I'm trying to stick to. Why? Because my life is over here, dude. I like this area.
Your life is over here.
Yes, it's so cool. Like, I'm close to the Beltline. There's a lot of natural, you know, feelings. Like, yeah, if I want to go for that more urban vibe, I'll go downtown. But I want to be more, like, into the nature feeling, but close to this, like, still in the city. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. It gives, like, a quiet family vibe, you know, which beats the whole... I'm not a big on the whole city, like, oh, everyone's rushing. I kind of want a place I can go chill out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why I chose this area.
So then at what point will you get to where you'll be like, you know what? I don't want to rent. I want to buy something.
Oh,
because eventually, you know, someday people will finally give up the apartment life and buy something, whether it be a condo, a house, or maybe some people might rent forever. Who knows? But is there a point where you're like, you know what? It's not even worth it to get an apartment. Let me buy something.
Yeah, so... I am saving for a house and already have like, so I have 3% taken out of my payment. I have the retirement savings and I have the house deposit savings. And lastly, I have emergency savings. So I am actually pretty aggressive on saving money for my house. But I still want to live somewhere nice in the meantime while I'm paying that bulk of money for a place.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yours is not like a certain factor where, you know, maybe rent's getting too high. Like, I don't want to pay all this money for nothing. Let me buy something. You're just like, you know what? I'm already on that track to just go and buy a house. But yeah. I just need the money for the down payment.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to live my best life in the meantime. I feel like I'm... still 25. I'm turning 26 in a month. I feel like I'm still young, that usually people buy their houses around 28, 29 anyway. Isn't that the average? Let me actually look that up live.
Let's see.
Average. What is it? Average age for a person.
First time home buyer.
Okay. Average age for a first time home buyer. Let's see what this looks on Google. So first time buyers are on average 32 years old and make an average of $72,000 a year. Interesting.
Huh. Okay. So you're ahead of the curve, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm already thinking about buying a house and yeah. So 32 years old. Yeah. Late 20s, early 30s. That's when people usually buy houses. So I feel like, you know, me starting to save money for a house, I'm on the right track. At least I'm ahead of the game.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you get there soon enough. I would say for me, some of the big things that I would look for in an apartment, definitely be the atmosphere. You know, I'm looking for a place that has more people around my age. I don't want to move into a place that has a lot of people with families. And I definitely like a lit pool because
that
draws...
Can you tell me why is that, though?
Why is what?
You want to live around people your age? As in, like, in the neighborhood type stuff?
No, as in, like, if I was looking for an apartment.
Oh, you just want the community of people your
age. I like the community.
Then why... Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of like how your brother's doing it.
Yeah. If I was in the market for it, yeah, I would be. Mm-hmm. Those would be something... Me, personally, I would be looking for the lit pool.
Yeah.
Just because it's boom right there. I wake up, boom, it's there. Don't have to travel. Just walk downstairs. Yeah. I do like a good gym. I could do without the coffee because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of getting to that age where I like to make my own coffee.
Oh, yeah, but you're getting a little specific?
Yeah. You know how you just ground up the beans and you just put the hot water on it and then you stir it and it'll filter out and steep into a jar?
No, I don't drink coffee, but continue.
Well... I'm going to blow your mind next time. I might have like a whole little coffee kit. I'm going to order like coffee beans from Costa Rica and from my hometown. Mm. So you're going to have some of the authentic shit. I'm slowly becoming more into a coffee guy.
Is Graven going to give you some beans?
No, but he has like family members from over there that can send him some beans. I might send money to Costa Rica for some of that, you know.
For some beans?
For some illegal beans.
Well... I would say another thing for me is it's got to have a fountain of White Claws. Like
a fountain of White Claws?
Yeah, when you walk in the lobby, like they just have a fountain. It's just filled with White Claws. And you just come in with your little cup, and it's all black cherry or mango. There's two fountains, black cherry and mango.
I tried mango for the first time this past weekend.
What'd you think?
I think it was awesome.
It was a close second.
Yeah. So I walked into this party, and I brought my variety pack of White Claws. And I saw this one chick walk in, and she had only the mango flavor pack of White Claws. And I was like, hey, would you like to trade a can for a can? And she said, yeah. So here I am trying mango for the first time. Blown away. Brought me nothing but tropical vibes. Literally felt like I was on the beach right then and there.
It's a good one. Which, by the way, I went to a party on Saturday, and I saw an empty can of a tangerine White Claw, which I had never heard of. Yeah, it's a tangerine on it. And it was empty, which I was very disappointed, because I wanted to try it. However, it doesn't seem like it'd be a top-tier one. But I'm a little disappointed that I didn't know about this tangerine flavor. But I also didn't know if that was like a knockoff White Claw that just took its label and put tangerine on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I might have to be on the lookout for some tangerine ones, because I'm like, Ash Ketchum, I got to try them all, man.
Okay.
I got to try them all. But like I said, it's got to have a White Claw fountain. If I had an apartment, that would be a perk of mine. It'd be the White Claw fountain. And there'd be no laws in that area.
Of course.
Me, I'm not so big on like I like how the apartment should look. I would like hardwood floors, but carpet in the bedroom.
Yes, that's huge. That's what I love. Carpet in the bedroom, but hardwood floors out in the living room.
That's what I would like. And I don't need a balcony. Some people like balconies. I'm not a big balcony guy. I never really spend a lot of time on there. I've got a balcony at my place, and it's just like...
What do you do in balconies? You just go out there and ponder.
Yeah, you just go out there. I mean, if you smoke cigarettes, then, you know, you go out there and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, it's not worth the bad habit.
That's about it. I mean, maybe you could do a little grilling out there, but...
Yeah, bust out the green egg.
Yeah, bust out the green egg. But it's been so hot here. Like, as soon as I step outside, like, I melt.
Yeah, the humidity just chokes you, basically. You're just like, I don't want to be out here.
I would say guest parking. I would like to, it's got to have guest parking. You know, I'm a big people person. Mm-hmm. I've got to have that.
Yeah, and how annoying would it be to tell your friends, like, hey, just Uber over here. There's no parking.
Yeah, it wouldn't, it wouldn't be a hub, man. Yeah. It wouldn't be a hub. It'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
It'd be, that's what it'd feel like.
Yeah, you can just park downstairs. You got to pay $5.99 per per 6 hours.
Yeah, I'm so.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Price is pretty big with me as well. Mm-hmm. But I would say you really got to nail down what are your top 2, 3, maybe 4 things that are important to you with apartments and go for those. Because sure, the perfect apartment might exist for you. Chances are it's out of your budget unless you're rich. Mm. But if you get, you know, your top couple things, I think you can be set up for a good time.
Yeah.
And then obviously if you're going the roommate route, make sure it's a good roommate. Because that can destroy a perfect apartment so quick.
Yeah, some people are disgusting. Mm-hmm. So, like, humans are disgusting, man.
It's true.
Yeah, like, if, I don't know about you guys, but I got yelled at. I got freaking, you know, punished every time I leave food on the table, dishes on the sink, trash on the floor. Like, I was raised by, I was raised by a great human who gave me manners. And I expect you guys to do it too. Because I don't want to have this damn roommate that's just being a piece of shit the whole time by leaving disgusting things on the freaking counter, or just doesn't know that raw meat should be out in the open, or, you know, dishes shouldn't be left in the sink and develop mold. Yeah, like, I've been through that, and I was just like, man, I don't like living with people, which is why I live alone at the moment.
Yeah, so I've had my share of, I've had some good roommates, I've had some bad ones. And I can tell you, if you're in between spending an extra $200 for a one bedroom or splitting it with somebody else that you barely know, I'm going to tell you right now, spend that extra money, because they will make you regret all of that.
Yeah.
You'll look at that $200 and be like, dude, I would give this man like $3,000 to get out of here right now. Mm-hmm. So roommates are big. If you have to go that route, just know them. Make sure you know them. Make sure you have an understanding before you go into it. I feel like that helps, because if you have that understanding of what you're both looking for before you go into it, it'll be really easy. You can either be like, you know, that's not me, and you guys go your separate ways. But at least you know. At least Whereas you know. You're not, you don't move in there, you're surprised week 3, and then you're stuck for the next 49 weeks just hating each other. Mm-hmm. So Israel did it right. You know, he decided to go it solo, and I think he's going to do it solo again. Because I'll tell you right now, it's hard to live with Israel, man.
It's tough, man.
This man is crazy.
I'm a lunatic.
You know. So just stay away from him. Don't move in with him.
All right, guys. That concludes our first episode of Bro Talk. I'm not going to say first out because I feel like I'm starting over. Let's just continue with our, like, whatever. We're on, like, our 20-something episode, 30-something episode. What's up, guys? This is Bro Talk, and I'm glad to have you here. What about you, bro?
Dang, did you just come up with a sign-off phrase?
Yeah.
This is Bro Talk. I'm glad to have you here.
Okay.
What the hell, dude? I got nothing.
You don't have it?
Oh, jeez. All right, well, this is Bro Talk. I'm gonna, what, me too? All right, me too. I'll think of something better later.
If you're looking for a bro,
you found a friend in me. What did that Toy Story? What? No, you put me on the spot.
If you're looking for a bro, look no further.
I thought I was supposed to rhyme. We're done. We're done. Goodbye.
See you in the next episode. Peace.